Did they make it off the island? Who's on the island? Who's off the island? Who's dead? Who's alive? Oh my gosh. It's season 6, episode 1 of Arrow Fallout. It's Black Siren is back and we are ready. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, we got the lights. We're special. Ooh. We got the green lights. Thank good. You, Anthony.
These are so good. Good song choice.
Thank you. You know, me, I'm so butch. I do hard rock. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Arrow panel. What's up?
Yay!
Oh,
we're here.
So many of us. Hello, everybody. My name is... Welcome to the panel for Arrow. We're so excited to be back. Olivia and I are so excited to be on this panel. We're going to talk about that. Let's just jump into it and say my name's Matt Marr, and you can find me on the Twitter, the socials, the Instas, all that at TheMattMarr or at MattMarr.tv. And Olivia.
And I am Olivia DiBartoli. You can find me at Olivia DiBartoli on all of those things also.
Oh, Olivia DiBartoli. I love
all
the
of
good
those
Italian
things.
Name. Thank you, Anthony, for that music choice. We appreciate
it's
it
so
in
good.
The booth. So, first of all, I mean, let's just say you're watching this now. Anthony's going to open the live chat for us in a minute, and I hope none of you are screaming saying, where are Alicona and Katie?
Don't worry.
They're here. They're not here, actually. They're not here, but they're going to be mm-hmm. here. Don't worry. You don't have an all-new Arrow panel. I don't think AfterBuzz would do that to you.
Nope.
You would kill us. So, but they are gone this week. So I have to say, this is the most nervous I've been about doing a panel because
it's just the two of us?
No, because like I've been on newer shows, but I know the fans that watch this after show, not just the show, but watch this after show are like dedicated in it. So if I screw up, you guys, don't eviscerate me, but we're going to try to do our
Hopefully
best
Hopefully they'll
on
be
show.
Nice to us, but we are huge fans of the show.
We are big fans of the show. So talk a little bit about your Arrow history.
Well, so huge Felicity fan. I don't know if you can see my shirt, but I'm a huge Arrow fan. I actually did an Arrow after show on another network. I did it for the past 2 years, so I know lots of things about Arrow. I'm like so crazy about it, especially Felicity and Oliver. It's going to happen this year. So,
what is their ship name? Is it like
Olicity?
Olicity. Okay. Yes, I did know that. I forgot. Okay.
I'm a huge Arrow fan. I'm so excited to finally be at AfterBuzz. Yeah. I'm excited to join when the other two girls get here.
Your first show.
It's my
this
first
Olivia's...
show in AfterBuzz.
What's up?
Yay! I'm excited. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. What about you? Tell us.
So, yeah, it's just for some of you. You've seen me on some other shows. Right now, I'm currently hosting the CW Weekly show. I also host a Riverdale show. That's on my, if you go to mattmarr.tv, I host that. It's a separate podcast, not affiliated with AfterBuzz, but I'm a CW fan. I'm a comic fan. I've decided, though, I haven't read the Arrow comics in a couple of years.
You should read them.
So are you a comic book reader?
A little. Well,
I'm getting back into them because of the show. I've
you
decided.
Should.
I feel like
I focused more on Arrow, but like I've read some of the Arrow comics.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Arrow's my thing, but you know all about the CW.
Like 5 years. I do watch a lot of CW. I'm a huge Wonder Woman fan as well. So, but just all comic. Black Lightning, Arrow, Flash. I'm excited about it all.
Real quick, I just want to ask Olivia, because there's someone in the chat saying, is that Olivia from the old Stream TV after
that
show?
That is. I don't know if you heard, but someone asked if that was from the Stream TV. Yes, I am from the Stream TV. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So welcome. Come join me here.
Oh, good. See, you're not even new. People already know you.
I mean, I'm new here, but I am not new to Arrow. And I just had to talk about it. I had to come somewhere else to talk about it because it's just inside me, you know?
Just inside.
I have to let it out. So, yes, that's me. I don't know who said that. I can't see from here. But I have it on my phone, so let's do that.
Winter's Beauty. And also, I saw some other people.
Okay.
Winter's Beauty, yeah. And that voice you're hearing, by the way, if you're listening to the podcast, which we appreciate, that is Anthony in the booth, who's
Hi,
part
Anthony.
Of the show as well.
You're
so,
the
hello.
Mom.
What's
hello, hello.
Up? So let's jump into this. It's kind of the, you know, I think the way we just talked about doing this, let's first talk about the island. Let's talk about who got off of the island, like who didn't, like what happened. So first off, if we're kind of going through all these flashbacks, we see, I mean, I really was kind of impressed how many people got off the island.
Yeah.
It was a huge explosion everybody got away from.
When I saw the season finale, I was like, there's no way, like half of these people are gone. But then I was like, but then it is Arrow, so they're probably going to keep them.
Yeah, it looked like the island was just going to be water.
Yeah. It was like complete, but also now they're, I don't know. It's the island withstood a lot. So Leanne, you are very strong.
That island's a strong bitch. She ain't going anywhere.
But I am upset about Samantha. I feel like that's a huge blow to William, and he lost his mother, and I'm not very happy about it.
Yeah, and we thought Thea was dead.
We did.
But she's not. We find out later she's in the hospital, or she's like on a ventilator, which I think is the same room that Laurel died in,
right? It did look
right?
like the same room, which
like
is
it to me.
Super weird for Oliver, probably. He's like, man, that room has some bad omen for him. But I don't know.
I think they definitely, so we know that, and I liked, so let's talk about the way they kind of let us know. They showed like the island blown up, and then they flash forward 5 years later, which is a trademark of the show.
Yes,
and,
you know,
the flashbacks, which I love. And they really are masters at it. So I thought they did a good job of kind of like just piecemealing. Like who, like we, I literally wrote my notes. I was like, okay, they made it. So they were fighting this guy named Faust, which I thought at first was going to be Felix Faust, which is
from
the comics. I got pretty excited, but I don't think so.
No, his name's Alex.
His name's Alex Faust. Maybe somebody in the chat knows him, but I didn't, you know that. So, but we see that Diggle made it out alive.
Yeah.
Oliver has this amazing entrance onto the ship. Like, remember, or like he comes up over the ship with, it was beautiful.
Yes.
And then we see that Renee made it out. And then we eventually see that that Curtis, Mr. Terrific, made it out. And then we find out Felicity's there bringing burgers. And we also find out that, not Black Siren, but Black Canary. What's her, I'm blanking on her name. Dinah. There's Dinah, and then there's
Black
there's
Canary,
yeah,
Black Siren. It's Black like Siren, a lot of
I'm
people.
Like, it's, I'm gay DD, so it's just a lot. A lot, okay? I'm crying. So, yeah. So, basically, everybody got off island except for, you know, it's going to happen. Everybody was going one way to the ship, and then freaking, I guess, a mother's love. I get it. She's like, I've got to find my son. So, her and Thea kind of, that's who Sam said, and we don't know about Thea.
We don't know about Thea. Yeah. And I feel like the past few, the past season, at least, she hasn't been like a huge role. She keeps leaving and coming back. And honestly, Speedy was like one of my favorite characters throughout all the five seasons. Like, she's been my number one. And I feel like she's either kind of get killed this season or like somehow leave. I hope she doesn't get killed. I hope if she does want to leave the show that she like walks away from it, or I don't know. But
I felt like they didn't know what to do with her last year.
Yes, I agree with that.
They were like, she's kind of in Oliver's, she's like a mayor, you know, she's the DA or not the DA, she's like helping Oliver, then she had the relationship with, you know, with Adrian. Like, I don't know. I haven't heard, doing the CW Weekly show, I haven't read anything that she is leaving the show. I mean, if anybody knows in the chat,
let us know. But I feel like I just have a feeling that she's kind of on her way out, which makes me really sad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to do what you got to do.
It's not, you got to do what you got to do. Speaking of CW, I just want to promote a show on the CW right now. Dynasty, by the way, a CW show. We're going to get back to Arrow in a second. But Dynasty, it's, people are calling it the one of the most instantly addictive shows right now on that fall is here. I've watched it. It's pretty good. I'm a big fan of the 80s, and there's a lot of references to that. It's Wednesday nights on the CW. Everybody, they really kind of is the can't miss new series, and basically it's the original Dynasty. You know, it was one of the most iconic show in the 80s. It had fashion. They had like fight scenes alone, like, oh my gosh, Diane Carroll and the woman that played Alexis were like these slap fights, women falling in a fountain. It was just, to me, that's where drag queen acting came from, was at 1980s Dynasty.
And I feel like it was good because the old Dynasty, Crystal was kind of just like the assistant and she wasn't doing a lot. But the new Dynasty, Crystal is like running the company.
It is.
And she's kind of like a badass. And I feel like that's a new way of women, you know, in this country.
Yeah,
so
it's like women
like
empowerment.
Really doing well.
And it's so the CW's newest version of Dynasty. It's getting major love from critics and viewers. I don't think you'll be able to get enough of this show, actually. I'm excited for it. And it's from the producers of Gossip Girl and the OC,
which is one of my favorites.
It totally has that vibe, totally, like with the voiceover and everything. I love it. So it's about the Carringtons and the Colbys. And so the Carringtons are the family. They have everything. They have the dynasty, and their business is power. They run like oil power, and they'll do anything to get more power. And Blake Carrington is Grant Show. He rules the dynasty. He's from Melrose Place. He's still really hot.
Yeah.
He's a really hot silver daddy still.
Silver fox. And so
he rules a dynasty by all means necessary, including he manipulates his own kids, Fallon and Steve. And so Fallon Carrington, she wants to take over the family business. She thinks she's going to get it and the world. But that's not the way it goes down in the first episode. She gets a little bit of surprise. And then that's when Crystal comes in. And Crystal is equally ambitious, and she is her father. She's gorgeous, she's young, and she is father's new. Well, I won't say what she is. You have to watch the episode.
Yeah.
But it's get really ready, because the women, like you said, the women of the show, they are the bosses.
Yes, they are.
They're not fighting for a man. Who cares about that? They're fighting for business and power and family. Which is awesome.
And they're not staying at home cooking, which is not bad either, if that's what you do. But they're like taking over companies and being leaders of the world.
And they say, like, for women, they always say family's the most important thing. Well, business and family are the same thing for them.
So
don't miss all new episodes of Dynasty Wednesday nights after Riverdale, only on the CW. Thank you to Dynasty for that. And now we're back to Arrow. Okay. Back to the best show ever. So let's talk a little bit about Oliver and William. And let's just talk about Oliver's personal life, like his family life. So Oliver is a... Can I call him Daddy Arrow? That's gross. That sounds gross.
Yeah, it sounds a little weird.
But he's a dad. I mean, we know he's been a dad, but now he's actively being a father.
Yeah, like I said, I feel sad that William lost his mother, and I feel like he hopefully won't go down a dark path. But I really appreciate Oliver's effort into being in his life. And, you know, at the beginning of the episode, I was scared because it was not going well.
No.
But then towards the end, he was like, he really came through. He had an amazing speech that he gave his son, and he brought in his mom, and he was like, you know, this is what she wanted me to do for you.
You called it whenever he was like saying, he's scared of the bad man. He's scared of the bad man. You looked over me and you're like, it's Oliver.
Exactly.
And guess what? It was everybody.
But like Oliver said, William was smart because Oliver kind of did all this to him, you know? Not directly, but in a roundabout way.
But if your father wasn't a vigilante / superhero, he wouldn't have these problems if your dad was just worked in IT.
Exactly. So, you know, I feel bad. But I'm really, like I said, I'm glad at the end he had a breakthrough with him. They're going to watch some sports together.
They're going to watch that.
Some baseball.
That just cheers up everything. If my dad tried that. He was like, let's watch baseball. And I was like, I want to watch a musical, Dad. So that just made it worse. And can we talk a little bit about Sam's death scene, by the way, on the island?
What was that?
So we see Sam literally like run into the thing, totally like...
Totally fine, like Baywatch fine. Running, like barely a scratch, just la-di-da.
Da-da-da. And she's like, William. And then Oliver goes to her and she falls in his arms and I guess they didn't have time to prolong this scene.
No, they were like, out, she's dead.
Yeah. And so, it was just like he was like, what do you want me to do? And she's like, be a father. It was so immediate.
It was so fast, immediate.
Someone said in the chat, like, did anyone not like William? Did you? So what did we think, like, actor-wise? What did we think of the actor, William?
I think he looks great.
He looks like Oliver's son.
Exactly.
Same eyes.
They did a great job casting.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I don't know how I feel about his acting yet. I feel like I need to see more of it.
We haven't gotten a lot,
Yeah, we've only gotten tidbits. Also, what kind of role do you think he's going to play in this show? Like, what do you think they're going to have him do? You know, do you think he's going to be like
a Robin to Oliver's Batman?
Yeah, like a Robin, or do you think he's going to go to the dark side? Like, I'm very concerned. I'm concerned about William.
You know what I would like? I almost would like that William doesn't get involved in the Arrowverse.
There's no way he doesn't get involved.
No, but I just think it would be fun if, like, we see, like, Oliver, like, there's a, like, a B storyline where Oliver misses a carpool and, like, a bunch of soccer moms are just pissed off at him.
Yeah,
for not showing up in school or something. I think that could humanize Oliver a little bit.
Ivan Soto on the chat says, is William becoming Red Arrow? Which would be interesting.
Why'd you say Red Arrow? I miss Roy.
I miss Roy Thomas.
Colton Haynes is so hot.
Roy was so good.
And he's so good. I didn't like the way he left the show. I wasn't a fan of that.
Yeah, me neither. Someone in the chat said that too, that they didn't like the way Roy left the show, which I agree. I didn't like the way he left it.
No.
Is he coming back, you think?
Maybe he'll come back to take Thea. That would be amazing if she could turn off the show.
There was actually some people in the live chat talking about that.
Yeah.
That if Thea was to leave, that she would leave with Roy coming back.
That would be...
Well, I just copied you. I'm I'm a jerk. I'm sorry. I can't come up with a new idea. Who said that?
I don't know.
I don't know who.
It was like way in the beginning. This chat is so lit.
Oh my God. Yeah. Ivan Soto's here. Hi, Ivan.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
For Preacher. I do the Preacher recap here. So that makes me happy that Ivan's. Hello, Ivan. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, but he was saying, I think Ivan was also saying that Roy was going to come back and take.
Well, if she gets written off the show, if they don't do it that way, then I'm going to throw this table. On air, if that doesn't happen that way,
I don't think you should do that. I think that's a terrible idea. Table should stay here. Maybe we'll break something else together.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying for sure Roy is confirmed for this season.
Oh, is he really? Yeah. You know what? I'm on CW News, and that comes on the hour before this, y'all. Y'all should watch it. And I'm going to check that out. I'm going to research that.
That would be awesome because I do love Roy, and I want him in his little red outfit, and that'd be so good.
It's true. His little tight butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. Love it. Sorry. Sometimes with Roy, I can get to a different place. All right. Let's talk about Oliver, though, and Felicity and how she's trying to work. Oh, are you just going to be like Squirrel? Instead of Squirrel, it's Felicity every time you just jump up?
This is my love.
That's Felicity. A pretty cool shirt, everybody. Also, I don't know if we can see this shirt.
I don't know if you can.
Can we get it closer?
It's a Felicity.
Yeah, we can see it.
Oh, yeah. They can see it.
Anyway, it's a Felicity pulling a bow and arrow. So it's awesome. Anyway. Felicity looked banging in this episode.
She looked great.
She always does.
So she's like, she obviously hasn't met William yet. It seems like
you're right.
Yeah, that she hasn't met him.
I
am a therapist. That's a rule one I tell to couples when they introduce new children is don't do it too soon. So
she's so smart.
Good call on that, Oliver. People want to know where you got your shirt, Olivia.
I got it online. I like look at like deep web. Arrow shirts because I don't know. I don't remember the website. I'll look it up and tell you guys next week.
Yeah, next week.
There's so many shirts that are like awesome, and it's like caricatures of them.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
great.
Super cool.
It's great
because I just love Felicity.
I think because we're kind of we were starting to get an Felicity a little bit into last year, but now again they're like the Ross and Rachel. They're going to take forever to get this going. That's where William might put a into things is having he doesn't want his mom to be replaced.
That's true.
Yeah. Come
but
on.
But also he doesn't really like his father. So,
imagine a scene of Felicity babysitting an angry William.
Oh my God.
And that made me laugh.
But who could not like Felicity? I don't know. Anyway, I think it's going to happen this season. They're going to get back together, I hope, because they're meant to be together. I don't know when it's going
to
happen.
Although I have to say, and it's because I read the comics, I was really upset about Oliver and Laurel Lance. I was really upset by that. I know you could give two shits.
I mean,
but I originally was that team. I'm going to be honest and say that.
All right,
I'm happy for Felicity, but I was
Team
Arrow and Black Canary, but
I mean,
that
didn't happen.
It's not going to happen for me, and I'm also never going to have abs. So we're just going to keep wishing for things, everybody.
Let's keep on wishing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit now about the Black Canary. Now, let's talk about Dinah, or no, let's talk about Quentin and a little bit of Dinah. So we're starting off this episode, and
He's acting weird.
Quentin is like, first of all, Dinah's now, she's a lieutenant, I guess now?
I know, promotion, get it, girl.
Everybody's promoted now. Yeah. And so she's a lieutenant. Yeah, let's just talk about that real quick, actually. Let's skip a little bit. Let's talk about the team. It's all slicker now.
Yeah.
Like, everybody seems to have, like, got their shit together, right?
Right. They're like organized and they're just, I don't know, there's new outfits.
There's new outfits. What did you think?
Like Wild Dog's outfit. I mean, although he did get hurt in it like immediately.
Immediately.
Like right off the bat. I was like, new outfit, dead. Oh.
No. Yeah.
But I mean, it was cool. I mean, it kind of reminded me of like a little bit like the vigilante, a little bit, I thought.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I don't know.
It was cool. I thought it looked really cool. I thought the way they introduced them was really cool. Like, Wild Dogs was a little quicker because that's how we found out he was alive. But also, I love the way they introduced Dinah's, like where we see like the stick just like pop on the ground and it goes up. And she's got like the long, like Gone with the Wind gloves.
Yeah.
I really
dig her outfit. I don't know. What about you guys on the chat? Do we dig it?
Yeah. Ivan, I know you loved Oliver and Laurel too. I love you very much. Let us know what you thought about the costume. But I thought they looked bang. I think, and the new T-spheres.
Yes.
Like, it felt like the T-spheres in the last season's like, the producers like, hey, we got to skimp on the budget. So we're going to make the T-sphere. It's just like, we're going to color tennis balls black. Like, they really did they really did nothing. And so this year, though, like, the CGI really stepped up. And now they're, like, stopping missiles, which I have, you know, I have read the comics of Mr. Terrific. And so that's, you know, the T-spheres in the comics, they're not like accessories for Mr. Terrific. Yeah. Like, they're like ingrained in who he is.
Yes.
And they are,
yes, exactly.
They can do really cool things. And I'm excited. That was exciting for me to see that kind of tech that we're going to get some cool stuff from.
When I saw the T-sphere do like pull off that missile, I was like, oh, these are stepping up. But that's why, I mean, I don't know if we're skipping ahead, but that's why Laurel's.
Yeah, we're going to. So, okay. So, Quentin, obviously, Dinah stops Quentin. He's at a bar with shots right in front of him. Yeah. I've been there making bad choices.
Yes.
And so so she stops him from taking a drink, and we kind of don't know what he's going through. And I just assumed this was a pretty good like switcheroo for me, because I just assumed he was upset that Black Siren's back in town. And because, you know, it looks like Bad Laurel's back, and it looks like his daughter. So that's what I thought. And so, but then we end up finding out that it's actually in a flashback on the island that he shot Black Siren and killed her, which I was shocked he did that. Were you?
I was. Okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one on this boat here, but I feel like at the last episode of last season, everyone understood that that wasn't Laurel, that it was Black Siren. It had nothing to do with Laurel. It just looked like her.
We kind of did step back, right?
But now this episode, all of a sudden, everyone's like tripping out that it's Laurel, and it's like, but can't? Yes, she looks like Laurel and sounds like Laurel, but I feel like Quentin, as a father, should be able to see like through that and be like, you know, this she's not my daughter. Her soul isn't my daughter, and I feel like he should be able to separate that more. And I feel like he did. At the end of last episode, at the end of last season, he was able to step away from it. And this season, he's like freaking out that he shot her. And I was like, well, she was going to kill Dinah.
Yeah.
And I think you did the right thing. But like, everyone's super upset about it, which I'm very confused about.
You know,
that's just my thoughts. I don't know.
If there was like an evil Tay Diggs, I would still love him and want to sleep with him. So, like, that made no sense. But
I mean, I like it.
But I was going to say, I mean, it's still, I think they're bringing it up. That was a bad joke. Sorry, Ray. I think they're bringing it up because, you know, it has been concerned that Black Siren is the big bad for this season, which I actually think is an, right?
Well, I mean, at the end.
She was in a lot, but I think they've set it up that she, I think, I remember reading this, correct me if I'm wrong, that she is going to be the black.
She's being led by someone, you think?
Well, yes.
So I think she, maybe, I think she's like the wingman.
But I love that she's going to be integrated more.
Yes.
I think it's good. And I think they're playing off of that because I think that, you know, people are going to think they're over Laurel, but it's going to come back. What are you like? What did somebody
say
in the chat?
Nate just said, "Get off the boat, Liv. Boats in this show don't mix." You're right. I will not be on.
They do not.
I will not be on that boat. I'm sorry, I laughed, but that made me funny. So thanks.
So we end up finding out that Quentin did shoot Black Siren and he saved Dinah's life, and that Dinah was covering for Quentin. He tells the team this, and so, but then we see in the flashback that Black Siren was, he shot her like in the shoulder or something, and she's laying there, and then we see she gets a hand up from somebody.
Who is the hand?
Who is the hand?
You guys, tell us.
Yeah,
who
do y'all
hand?
Think it is?
Let's see.
I smell a hashtag coming on.
Oh, hashtag.
Who is the hand?
Hashtag who is the hand.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Hashtag who is the hand. Who was it? I mean, I feel like. I don't know.
I
don't know. It's gonna. I mean, I think that whoever the hand is gonna be definitely the big bad of the season.
Anatoly. Someone says Anatoly.
Oh, okay, Anatoly.
Yeah, it could be Anatoly.
No.
Someone says Slade.
No.
I was
Slade because Slade.
Well, he said he was going to Calgary.
No, but this was after because this was the flashback.
Oh yeah, that's.
But
oh yeah, yeah.
Slade,
that was before.
I feel like Slade. It cannot be betraying Oliver anymore.
I don't think it's Slade. I mean, if they did that, I mean.
But Anatoly, I thought that Anatoly and Oliver kind of ended.
Slade, you think Slade Wilson's son is a hand?
Joe.
How old is Slade Wilson's son now?
Joe, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like not that old.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, apparently we're going to keep talking about this and getting it right or getting it wrong.
But, I mean, we'll definitely see next episode.
We will see next episode. So let's talk a little bit about Diggle and Dinah. Diggle is so hot. I'm sorry. I'm going to say that every time. And I do think the show should always have more shirtless Diggle.
Oh,
I've actually... I'm sorry, I'm going to name drop. I've met people, the cast, some of the Arrow. So mm-hmm. I've met Diggle, actually. I never met Oliver. I never met Felicity, but I did meet Diggle. And
he's massive.
I told him to his, he's very tall, everybody. Yeah. And I can't remember the actor's name. David, right? It's David's the actor's name?
David Ramsey.
Yeah. I told him to his face, I think there should be more shirtless Diggle. And he looked at me and said, you're damn right. I agree.
Yeah, well, I think
so
the whole
let's hope
world
there's
agrees.
More shirtless Diggle,
yes.
right?
The
whole world should agree on that. So let's talk about Diggle and Dinah. So first of all, were they kind of...
That's so weird.
They're kind of leading up that... Okay, there's... I got to spit this out.
Spit it out.
There was that first scene where Diggle and Dinah are like in the warehouse when they find the map, mm-hmm. which first of all, by the way... Come on, y'all. You found a map and you're like, oh, they're going to get the police department. I mean, come on. We don't know a setup by this point.
That's such a setup.
It was such a setup.
Even I was like, this is so obvious.
Yeah.
I should freaking be Black Canary.
Yeah.
Like, put that outfit on.
Hey.
Hey.
Do it.
I will.
I do it. By the way, when that Black Canary fight happened and she was like, I prefer fishnets.
I was like.
I clutched my pearls. I was like, I love that line. Anyway, there were some good lines.
Those fights were so good.
They were so good. We're going to talk about fights in a second.
Anyway.
So Diggle and Dinah. But did it seem like they were going to make out?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Did anybody feel like when they were talking in the warehouse and it was like this tension and she like, I think they were trying to convey that he knew, this is before Diggle knew that yeah. Dinah was lying about something with Quentin and Black Siren. And Dinah knew that Diggle is lying about, and we still don't know what Diggle's lying about. He was like clutching his shoulder,
something,
and he's like, it's flashing back to a bomb exploding. He can't shoot a gun, but I just thought they were just gonna like talk and then just totally
yeah. It was like an anger
French kiss each other.
It was an anger thing, and then all of a sudden we both looked at each other at the same time. And we're like, oh, it turned into this like weird romantic thing, and I don't like it.
Yeah, other people were confused by that as well.
Yeah,
because Diggle mentioned his wife, which they're the last time we knew. Do you know the last time that we knew Diggle and his wife were getting back
they
together?
Were working on
maybe
it.
In the 5 months they broke up. I don't see Diggle as a cheater.
I don't see them breaking up. Lila is like the best. I mean, okay, she's had some questionable things in Argus.
Let's put him through the ringer a little bit. She's not an angel.
Okay, she's not an angel, but she's like her. Awesome. She's kind of a badass, and her and Diggle have been perfect for each other, and now they have, you know, their son.
Their son, yeah.
And it's like, I feel like they were such a perfect little family, and they were so perfect for each other, and I feel like I'm not digging the Diggle-Dinah thing. Ooh, but kind of it goes well together.
Diggle. They could be, what would it be? Dongle? Dingle. Dingle? That sounds dirty.
I don't like it.
No, it can't be Dingle. It's Dingle now. I think it's Dingle. I'm sorry. I think it's Dingle.
Someone said in the woodblock said Lila is going to die and Diggs will hook up with Dinah. I hope not.
I hope Lila.
Woodblock, don't make that happen.
I hope Lila's not going to die.
No.
Okay, so you mentioned this. We were talking about, we still got 12. I was worried we were going to go so short on time, and we have been talking, and that's good.
Nonstop.
So let's talk about, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. So Renee and Oliver have this great scene, which was cool, in that, you know, Oliver's really struggling, like, how to be a dad and how to do this. Mm-hmm. And Renee, we see Renee's thinking that his ship has sailed with his child, and then Oliver got him a hearing.
Yes.
And he said, don't thank me. He said, thank the DA. Is there a new DA in town that
yeah,
we missed?
Yeah, that's who is the new DA?
Who is the new DA? I felt like we still might find out some...
Something. I mean, there's definitely going to be new characters. There's going to be this new big bad, whoever this
yeah,
is,
whoever
the
is.
Hand was.
Yeah.
And then also there's going to be a new DA.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know who that is, but I'm really happy about... Wild Dog Renee getting back with his daughter. I think
yeah.
that it's going to happen. I think that she's probably going to play some part
yeah.
in this show.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, P.S. Hot alert. Can we talk about how hot Renee is now?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus,
he
take
worked
the
out.
Wheel. Someone worked out over the summer.
Someone's
doing
out.
CrossFit and like a keto diet or whatever. I don't know what those people do.
Yes.
But
the ladder thing? He probably did a lot of ladder.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That man. Oof.
I mean, get it, Renee, I guess.
Get it, Renee.
I mean, Oliver's yeah. still my number one, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, so, okay. Fight scenes. I thought the fights, what'd you think?
I thought they were so good. I feel like they were bigger this, I mean, the season premiere, they were
big. It is season premiere, but it was big, yeah.
They were bigger than last year, I feel like. Just the one-on-one fight scenes. And the Oliver diving over bridges and diving, the opening scene of him just like
coming up
shooting
where he's like,
through
Whoo!
And yeah. nailed his landing.
Nailed
like,
it. That was
Ollie.
Awesome. When he like nailed Faust to like the arrowed him in the shoulders against like the metal thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. There was like one scene where in like the lair or whatever, what do they call it? The lair, the cave? The arrow. What do they call it?
The arrow cave?
Which by the
Why
way,
am I blanking on this?
Black,
I know this.
You know, we see Black Siren, they break into that. Does everybody know where this freaking place is?
Well, Black Siren does because she's been there.
Okay. But I'm like, this place, they need a new lair. It's not secret.
I know.
It's not secret. But anyway, but like they shoots an arrow and like hits somebody and then he pulls them back.
Yeah.
And it's just, I just thought it was some really awesome fights and some really cool stuff again from Mr. Terrific.
Yes.
When Curtis was fighting, how he kind of throws the T-spheres
yeah.
out. I thought that was cool. But best ultimate fight is going to be...
Which one?
What do you think? I want to see if you... Okay, let's say the fight that we thought between the two people, we're going to say the two people, and I'm going to say count to one, two, three, and we say at the same time.
Wait. Let me get my...
Who had the best fight?
Who had the best
fight? Or the best fight. Yeah. The best fight pair.
I mean, I don't think it's we're going to have the same answer.
Okay. One, two... Three.
Black
the canaries.
Canary inside.
Yeah, the canaries. Okay, come on. Right. The canaries were freaking bad ass.
They had really good. Okay, we were right. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone said the arrow cave has the same security as Star Labs. Hashtag truth talk.
Truthing. That
truth
is
talk
so
on
true.
That one. Those, I mean, when she like threw her bow down at Black Canary and then they're screaming at each other and then again the line with the fishnets, but that first fight on the road, but then they did it again. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
It was so good.
I want more of that. I was like...
I think we will have more of that.
Oh, I lived for that.
But you know who didn't do well fighting? Back to Diggle. Like, we talked
yeah.
about him and Dinah a little bit, but we didn't talk about, like, what his problem is.
Why can't
is.
He shoot the gun? He's
Why
shaking.
Is he,
What's
like,
going on?
Like, at one scene, he was like... Ugh.
Someone said he has PTSD. That's a good answer.
That is true.
But I don't think that's it. Yeah, that was very Birds of Prey when they were fighting the Canary and Black Siren. I loved it. I don't know what it is. He was rubbing his shoulder weird, so I don't know, like...
And he was shaking a lot. I mean, it could very well be something as small. Not that PTSD is small, but, like...
No, that's
huge. In the Arrowverse.
And he's a soldier.
Like, you know, it could be...
But he's been through so many
he's
explosions.
Been through so much.
That's why I don't buy the PTSD. We've already been through so much with him going through.
Yeah.
I feel like it's something new.
I have no idea. What do you guys think? Nerve damage? Someone says he has
nerve
damage.
Maybe. I mean, possibly. If he needs some therapeutic massage, I know a ginger who could help him with that.
Call this guy.
Yeah, call me. So we'll have to figure out on that.
We'll see, I guess.
So we pretty much talked about it. Okay, great. That was very Birds of Prey, that fight scene. Let's talk about... I didn't tell you we were going to do this because I just thought of it right now. And we've got 7 more minutes of the show to talk a little bit about. We've already talked about who was helping Black Siren. We know that Black Siren has stolen the T-Sphere.
What is she going to do with the T-Sphere?
An unweaponized T-Sphere. So, like, what possibly do they want?
Maybe she can take it and control it for what she wants to use it for. Because I feel like the T-Sphere can pretty much do anything, you know?
Yeah.
So, if she uses her, like, or whoever the hand was or whoever is kind of marionetting her, I feel like... Whatever they want, they're going to plan. They're going to do something super different with it. Maybe.
And
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, so going forward this season, let's talk about a little bit of,
Hold on. Dancer Fruit says, but that was a but what was the prototype? Yeah,
it was a prototype.
Yeah.
We don't know what the prototype is for. Maybe it's like cloning. We don't know. We don't know their lives. We do know that, though, everybody knows who Oliver Queen is. We know everybody knows he's Green Arrow. Yeah.
Know.
Oh, you totally forgot.
I didn't forget.
You figured it out. You were like, what? Figured it out again. So now, Oliver Queen, everybody knows he's a Green Arrow. What are they going to be the repercussions?
Everything. This is like, okay, this has been his secret since day one. This has been his, like, number one thing. And it literally came out on the news with his face on the... Because like,
we had it where Roy
do?
Pretended to be the... Yes. But Roy's
was
not here, y'all. Roy ain't here. Maybe Roy's coming back.
Maybe Roy can come back and save
maybe,
him
please.
Again. But seriously, what is he going to do?
I don't know what he's going to do.
This is like the biggest... When this happened, I was like, this is the biggest bombshell for me.
I mean, that's kind of, I mean, yeah. And what's he going to do? William, his son, is going to find out he's a Green Arrow. So,
well, he knows.
I wonder, yeah, we'll see. We'll see next episode. They obviously, in next week, they talk about it. We'll see if he's, if this is just like a one episode thing and then it's a one and done.
Yeah, well, it looks
like.
Or
if it's going to be an arc.
Well, it's probably going to be some type of an arc, but, or, I mean, but it did say, I did see in the next time on Arrow, mm-hmm. They were like, you know, he was just defending it and he was like, I'm not the Green Arrow. I'm, you know, I'm the mayor and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. So he's just kind of denying it. But how are you going to deny it when there's a photo of you, Oliver? Yeah. How are you going to do that?
Well, Photoshop.
Photoshop?
Yeah, Photoshop. I mean, that's easy. Photoshop.
Okay, well, there
I mean,
go.
Politicians you say it. Politicians say all the time, that was not me in that video.
Yeah.
I mean,
how very politician of you, Oliver.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, come on. We live in a country where a woman grabs women by the woo-woo. So, where a president grabs women by the woo-woo.
Yeah, well.
So, let's do a little bit of predictions, okay? We, yeah.
Now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
that
do
that. Was fancy.
Yeah, let's do.
I love that it's green too. How yeah. apropos, you guys.
I know. So let's talk about what do we think we're. I want to go big this time. Let's not just talk about next episode. What do you think is a prediction? Make one prediction for the future of the season. Season six, what's your prediction?
For what?
For the entire show. For anybody. Prediction. Like, my prediction right here is, you know what? I'm going to go with the fans on this. My prediction is one. Well, this isn't my prediction, so I won't count this as mine.
Okay.
I do think that Thea is going to leave with Roy. I think that's going to be happening. Okay. But that's the fans' prediction. That was their prediction. My prediction is, I think that, what do I think? You know what? My prediction, I think Dinah and Diggle are going to hook up.
No. What?
I think it's going to, something's going to happen and they're going to get together. I just feel it. I think it's going to happen.
I don't think, well, I hope
I'm
not
saying I want it to happen. Okay. I'm saying that's a prediction you don't always want to happen,
okay.
Olivia.
Okay, so here are some of mine.
Okay.
I think that William is going to play a big part in this.
In the Arrowverse.
Arrowverse.
Just in Oliver the Dad, but like in.
I think he's going to play a bigger part in Arrowverse.
Like he's going to Gotham that shiznit and like
maybe.
Get involved.
Yes,
okay.
I think so. I think that the big bad, I don't think is Anatoly, the one that's helping.
Who do you think it is?
I feel like it's going to be someone new, like
a new big bad.
Yeah. Who did someone said? Stephen Starr. Hey, said Richard Dragon is going to be the new big bad. He was an ex-con locked up away for crimes that he didn't do, and now wants to take over the city.
Wait, I think I read that.
Yeah. So that
I think
could be a big
I read
bad.
That. And who is the actor playing that?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, they already answered your prediction. Oh yeah, so we already know. Well, I just ruined
that.
Well,
did
just
I ruin?
Oh.
I didn't ruin anything.
Wow, first show and Olivia just ruined the prediction.
First
everybody.
Of all,
I don't think it's confirmed though.
Oh, okay. You're
I didn't
safe,
even
Olivia.
Say
you can still come back next
one.
Week.
No, I'm just saying that that's something that's going to happen,
something
probably.
Something that's going to probably.
Hashtag prediction.
I think so, too. So how was it? How was your first show? How'd you
it
feel
was
about
good.
It?
This is super fun.
You know what I love is that I love this show so much. So
I
I'm
know.
Just excited that this is ridiculous. We get to sit here and talk about it with
like,
everybody.
Literally,
it's
Arrow
amazing.
Is like one of my favorite shows ever, and I just get to sit here and talk about it. And I can't
this
wait
really
for the
show.
Two girls to join us next
yes.
week.
There better be more shirtless Diggle, though, and more shirtless yes. Arrow. I'm just saying. What's yeah. the point of working out if nobody sees it? So,
no point.
Hope you enjoyed this show, everybody. Thank
hope
you
so.
For, oh, Dancer, thanks for saying good jobs. Thank you for bearing with us. I know it's the first time, so hopefully we did a good job. We made you proud. So
we're just going to get better from here.
All right, Olivia Di Bartoli,
hello,
right?
Yes.
Tell everybody where they can find you again.
Again, at Olivia Di Bartoli on all socials, Instagram, Twitter.
Spell that for people, just in case.
So, Olivia, the mm-hmm. usual way. And then Di Bartoli, DeBortoli.
Okay, yeah, I might have said DI, so I would have messed that up.
Yeah.
And everybody else, you can find me. My name is Matt Marr, 2 T's, 2 R's. You can find me at The Matt Marr. You can also, like I said, you can go to... I have a podcast called TV Tea Time where we recap Riverdale, which just pumped up on CW as well. And you can find me on CW Weekly Show
yay.
Thursday nights
so cool.
at 8 o'clock with Alicona, who is also on this panel
who's
as
this panel?
Well, who will be there next week.
Yeah.
So, hey, everybody, be sure to follow AfterBuzz on all your social AfterBuzz on Twitter, Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube.
Subscribe.
If you're listening to the podcast, oh, yeah, a lot of people forget it. Listening to the podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You
yeah.
just scroll down now after you subscribe. give us 5 stars and be sure to write something, because that helps us bump us up in Apple, and then people are talking about the podcast.
And then people tune in more.
And if you like the show, tell your friend about it. And like, we just have more people do the show, and then we're doing it forever. And
then we just have fun.
And then I don't have to, like, you know, wait tables. Please, please help me. No. Okay, everybody. I'm Matt, and this is Olivia, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Buzz you later, guys. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.